Former U.S. presidents often subscribe to this unwritten rule that they will be respectful of others in the job. And George W. Bush, no exception. He said he's just not going to criticize President Trump. Bush has been busy. He was just in Africa talking about programs he has championed to combat HIV/AIDS, and he released a new book called Portraits of Courage. It's his own oil paintings of veterans. I sat down with President Bush in Dallas this week to talk about foreign aid, and you'll hear that elsewhere on the program. But the conversation expanded, and we covered an issue President Trump is dealing with, immigration. Bush thinks there will eventually be a compromise on immigration reform that will give people in the U.S. illegally a chance for citizenship.
I laid out what I thought was a comprehensive plan that would work in an Oval Office address when I was the president. I still think that's going to be the plan that ends up being adopted at some point in time.
You still think that the plan that you supported, I mean, that would have given a path to citizenship to the millions of people in this country illegally, that's going to...
Okay, let's discuss the issue of people here illegally. What are the options? Do nothing? I think that option's been bypassed because of the election. People talked about it a lot. Secondly, legalize everybody, and that option simply won't work. So then what do you do? So, and my judgment is that there needs to be a way for somebody to be able to get in line to become a citizen so long as they met certain criteria. The border, the idea of building a wall, well, I built a wall. But the point is that it's not
700 miles long, I think.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a brick wall all the way across Texas. And so a lot of times in politics, the rhetoric is different from reality. But I think it's very important for us to recognize the importance of Mexico. We want Mexico to succeed. It's in our national interest they succeed. And we want to be allies with Mexico and not alienate Mexico.
It sounds like you're telling Americans to just don't worry about what you're hearing. All this talk about wall, all this talk about kicking people in the country illegally out of the country, this talk of, with Mexico.
I'm really not telling the American people anything. I'm just opining for one of the rare times about what I think is ultimately going to take place. There's just something about this job as president. Every president faces, you know, that. You think one thing going in, and then the pressures of the job or the realities of the world, you know, are different than you thought.
I want to ask you about your new book.
Yes, thank you.
The Oil Paintings of Veterans. I wondered, after seeing you and covering your presidency, I mean, you would talk about the gravity of the decisions you had to make. If there is something personal in helping you deal with some of those decisions in these
You know, that's a good question. Not really. What's personal is my great pride and respect for our troops. I know these men and women quite well. There is not an ounce of self-pity in their being. They need help. And so the book's purpose is to call attention to their courage, but also to the need to help them transition from the military life to civilian life. Getting to know them has been uplifting. And that's what this book's all about, is honoring them.
When you say uplifted, I guess I just wonder what that means. Like, if you think about that, you know, I was the only person who made the decision to send you to Afghanistan, to send you to Iraq.
Well,
that weighs on you.
Of course, I thought about that at the time, but I made a deliberate judgment. And people willingly volunteered. And as I say, I guess if the troops had come back and said, "I can't believe you did this to me," or, you know, I'd feel a lot worse, or I'd feel worse, but I don't. Look, I've had, we'd do it again, Mr. President. A couple of those guys I painted were back in combat on one leg. I mean, it's remarkable. And so there was a lot of passion in the paintings. What I thought you were going to ask is, I can't believe you're a painter.
And it's
most people.
It's not what I saw you doing after the presidency, I'll have to admit.
And neither did anybody else who knows me well.
During your presidency, Iraq, other issues, there were a lot of partisan debates. There were a lot of Democrats who did not love you.
No, that's okay.
I just think now, I mean, you're getting a lot of love from folks who might not necessarily be considered your base. On Facebook, Twitter, there was one publication, The New Statesman in Britain, that said you have gone from war criminal to the internet's favorite grandpa.
Well, that's nice of them. You know, that's just the way history works. The job of president is complicated and difficult for no matter who holds the office. And after 8 years, people got pretty tired of me. And after 8 years of President Obama, some people got tired of him. and everything's kind of relative. I always, oftentimes told people that, you know, one shouldn't worry about the legacy, because history, it takes a time to write the history of an administration. And, you know, it's like Harry Truman. You know, he made a very difficult decision, the Korean War, which was highly unpopular, and I'm sure that, you know, British magazines wrote kind of snarky things about him. And yet, Korea has become an ally and helps maintain peace and is a trading partner. And yet, Harry Truman went around to see it.
What do you think? I mean, I hope you're around as long as possible, but is there something you think about that I won't be able to see, but that someone might point to and say, you know, that was
a decision
George W. Bush made?
Well, I think it's very possible that Iraq is, as I stated, an ally during the time, an ally in the war on terror and a functioning democracy.
You still see that future. I mean, a lot of people look at the situation today and say there's just no way that country is ever going to get there.
Yeah, I understand that. But a lot of people looked at Japan and said no way Japan would ever be an ally. But yeah, I do think democracies can and must evolve in the Middle East.
This is my last question, and I beg your forgiveness, but I'm compelled to ask it as a journalist and try and set the record straight.
Sure.
This has been talked about a lot. There were several people who say they overheard you after Donald Trump's inaugural speech.
Oh, really?
Saying, quote, that was some weird
You know, if I said it, I don't remember it, but I'm glad I went to the inauguration. You know, it's a really beautiful experience to watch a peaceful transfer of power. I wish I'd gotten the rain poncho on a little more cleanly.
It was a little sloppy.
My daughters were aghast. You know, Dad, you're a national tweet sensation or whatever they say. You know, you're trending or whatever the words are. And I said, I don't know what the heck that means. But then I saw the pictures and I can see why I was trending.
But that doesn't characterize your reaction?
I just don't remember, David. I really don't. But what should characterize my reaction, it was a beautiful experience.
Mr. President, thank you.
Yes, sir.
As always, I really appreciate it.
Former President George W. Bush, we sat down for that interview at the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas.